Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to lean.
Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene, and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day
I'm
learning to lean
on Jesus.
When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Learning
to lean.
Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm finding
more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our Words of Encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Love is in the air. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. All the candy will fly off the shelves today. And some of them little old bears and some of them little old cotton things, they'll be flying off the shelf today. At the last minute, be running in Walmart at the last minute and getting a card and trying to get something for everybody and picked all over it and everything. Come on, we need to do a better job on Valentine's Day. This is a loving day. And we just hope that each one of you, some kind of way. And I know some of you in hospitals and hospice, and I know you're dealing with your daughters and things of that sort. But as I mentioned about some other holidays, ain't nothing you can do about it. It's today. And you may not celebrate it, and you may not have nobody to help you celebrate it or something of that sort. But it is still on February the 14th, whether you like it or not. And so this is Valentine's Day, and we just hope that everybody some kind of way, and we wish this could last a year round, not just on one particular day, but we wish this could just last a year round. And I don't know why this became just a women thing, because this could be a guy thing too. Happy Valentine's Day for all the good guys out there, for all the faithful guys, for all the guys who work so hard every day, and make sure that they provide for their family. I'm talking about the entire family, and I'm not talking just about the wife, but I'm talking about to the children who provide for their children, for the household. Faithful guys, I'm just saying that Happy Valentine's Day to all the faithful guys today, and of course. I tried to buy Sister Bradshaw some flowers about 2 or 3 weeks ago, because 2 or 3 weeks ago, a dozen roses was about $12. Today, they're going to be $85.62. And so I was trying to buy them about 2 or 3 weeks early and put some of that little dust in them so they could last, because I sure wasn't going to buy none today. $85.62, the same 12 roses that you could buy. You need to buy them early. You need to buy them about a week or two early. But anyway, this is the day that the Lord has made, and of course God made this kind of a day. He first put Adam and Eve in the garden and made them to love each other and to care and take care of each other. And of course, we know as a result of that, they had this fall and had this big falling out in the Garden of Eden, and so. God had to do something with that. But anyway, this is supposed to be one of those real going down the road, you just see a whole bunch of flowers and a bunch of baskets being sold and everything. Everybody's going to try to capitalize on this particular day and sending some baskets and things of that sort. And it's just going to be one of them kind of days. But I want you to know that God is the one that instituted this thing. He's the one that put this thing in motion. We did not. Even we as members of the Church of Christ did not. God has started this thing from the very beginning, like in Genesis chapter 2. And come on down to the line. So that's a misnomer that we have sometimes when we talk about marriage, divorce, and remarriage and everything. We think that the Church of Christ is the one that started that, but if it didn't, God started that. And all we've done is sometimes made a big mess of it. But today is not about marriage, divorce, and remarriage and like that. Today is about loving and caring and giving. And one of the passages of scriptures that sort of indicates that, and as I said before, the kind of way it turned out to be just a woman thing, but it can be a family kind of a thing. In Proverbs 31, beginning with verse number 10, it asks a question. It makes several statements, and if you have never read Proverbs 31, please do so at some point in time. The entire chapter. You know, sometimes we pick out various verses and things like that to read and to preach on, But I would encourage you, read up above that and below that. Matter of fact, just read Proverbs 30 and the verse number 31, because he asks a very interesting question. And of course, the answer's already right there given. He said in verse number 10, start with verse number 10, he says, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she give no need for spoil. See, not only did this ask a question about who can find a virtuous woman, but it went right on into the family. It went right on to the family. And so this is a holistic kind of thing. And so the answer to verse number 10 is this. Yes, you can find them. They're all over the place. They're in your congregation. They're in your, many of them is in your home right this very time. So it's not a question as if it was a rare thing. Of course, it is. I guess I could say it is sort of a rarity kind of thing, but it is something that can be found. And so he said, who can find this kind of talented woman on the face of the earth in 2024? In the February on the 24th on today, he says, I'm gonna just read this, just a few of it, and then I want to show you a couple of things about this. Find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. I'm talking about top of the line. I'm talking about this, and we do have some pearls, and we do have some rubies, all around us. He says, and the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall give no need for spoils. She do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She don't wake up in the morning trying to figure out how to get back at him. She don't wake up in the morning trying to get even with him. She don't wake up in the morning trying to figure out or set her day where she has to hide in the house and all that kind of stuff. And he said, but she do good all the days of her life. And he said, she seek wool and flax and worketh it wittingly with the hands. And so this is an industrious kind of a woman. When she wakes up in the day, she tries to figure out, what can I do to provide for my family, to sustain my family? And it says that she is a working woman and with her hands. And she is like the merchant ship that bringeth her food from afar. Whatever it is, she goes to the marketplace. She goes to Kroger's, or she goes to Publix, or wherever it is. And she selects the right kind of food for her family. Now, her children, of course, they go on to school and everything like that. Husband, he gone wherever he's supposed to go. But she's doing this on her own. She's not being provoked, not being knocked in the head, and not argued with and told, you better go to the store. You better bring me some neck bones back and some stuff. No, this is a woman who wakes up in the morning with a plan. She don't stumble. She don't stumble through the day. She wakes up with a plan. And so she goes and back. And then he says, and she rises also while it is yet night. What kind of woman is this? And getteth meat for her household and portions for her handmaid. Wait a minute. She got some workers with her, some willing workers. She got her own children. She got her own husband. And she wakes up while it's still dark, and she provides meat for her own household, and she also gets some portions for her handmaidens and things. What kind of woman is this? I might need to go back up to verse number 10 to figure this one out. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. This thing might be narrowing itself down. But then verse number 16 says she considers a field and go and do what? Go to her husband and beg for money. Go to her husband and say, honey, I found some field. I want you to come look at it. No, she considers the field and she buys it with the fruit of her hand. And she plants a vineyard. Wait a minute. Hold up now. Just a minute. Now you're going to buy a field, young lady. And you're going to go out there and plow this thing up and get some dirt under your nails, because you just had your nails did the other day. And you know you had your toes did, so I know you're going to be out there in that dirt mud. But you buy a field, and then you go out there and plant a vineyard. This is some kind of a woman on Valentine's Day. I'm done told you now. And then she girdles up her loins with strength and straightens her arm, strengthens her arm, okay? And then she observed that her merchandise, she perceived that her merchandise is good. And how, and then it says, and she can girl goeth not out at night. Okay. And she layeth her hands to the spindle. And evidently she must be making clothes and stuff quite a bit for her family and for her staff, really. And she stretches out her hand for, verse number 20, she stretches out her hand to the poor. Yay. Wait a minute now. First of all, she provides for her family. She provides for her help. Now she goes out and she provides. She provides something for the poor people. I got to go back to verse number 10. This thing is narrowing itself down. And she's not afraid to show her, to show for her household. She's just not a scared woman. And all her household are clothed with scarlet. I mean, some of the, she ain't just grabbing up some old grass sacks, nothing like that. She seemed to be getting some of the good stuff. And then it says, she maketh fine linen. Oh, yeah, verse number 24. And let me see, verse number 25. She strengthens and honors her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time in times to come. And she opens. Wait a minute! I know I got to go back to verse number 10 now. This thing is getting too narrow. She opens her mouth with wisdom. She ain't one to just fly off the handle. She ain't one to just say something. She don't say nothing to hurt people, where you be thinking about it all day long. And the Bible says in verse number 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom. Evidently, she sort of thinks these things out before she talks. And in her tongue is the law of I forgot to read the rest of that. In her tongue is the law of kindness. Is not the law. She don't call her kids out of her name, and she don't cuss her husband out all the time, and. She do all of this with wisdom, and she looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. And then here's what I've always liked about this passage. One is verse number 28 when it says, "And her children rises up and call her blessed, and her husband also." Hello, you still on the line? Her children rises up and call her blessed, and her husband also. This is a good thing, and so who can find a virtuous woman? Well, you can find them. But I'm telling you what, this verse number 10 is getting pretty thin. All of this stuff that she can do, this is a woman who's deserving of some candy today. She's deserving of a card. As a matter of fact, if you ain't waited too late, you should already have made reservation. You need to be taking this woman out to eat tonight. Not McDonald's and places like I'm talking about. No, this is going to be a special day. You need to go. You need to take her to some show enough real good place where she can sit down and where people can bring the food to the table and it's getting hot and everything. I'm telling you, this is Valentine's Day and the virtuous woman can be found, and many of them are on this call, on this very call today. Our Father, we thank you for the virtuous women that you can find in this world and on this call today. And continue to bless all the women and all the families today who try to celebrate this day in a fine fashion. And may there be happiness today. May there not be any shootings and stabbings and all that kind of carrying on today. Let this day be the kind of day that it will set out to be Valentine's Day. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he is coming again. And I hope you have a real super duper Valentine's Day.